Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we discuss our invitation, as referred to by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. We have a story to tell to the nations, the mystery of the gospel. And it's really just an invitation to life, peace, and eternal joy by repenting toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And Paul is our example as he desires boldness to do so with courage and simplicity. As you listen, if you have any comments, questions, or prayer requests, you can send those by email to bbbfohio@yahoo.com, or you can send your letter by U.S. Postal to P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio 43085. And now we begin our study titled Our Invitation, as we begin in Ephesians 6:19 after an opening prayer. This is part one of two.
All right. If you'll turn to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Isn't fellowship sweet? Spent a little time over at Ernesto and Blanca's Friday night. And if y'all want to go hang out somewhere, you get treated like family, you just find out where they live and go visit them. Have a good time. Talking about the Bible and prayed a little bit too, didn't we?
I did.
By the way, we have Bibles in the pews if you need one. Should be, every pew should have one. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19. We'll be reading. And if you would, like to open our Bible study with prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to just relax with friends, loved ones who love the Lord. Open the book and just let you teach us. But Father, never taking for granted anyone's relationship with you. If there's someone here today who doesn't know you, that the Holy Spirit could reach that soul today. If there's someone here who knows you but is not where they ought to be, we don't know everything going on in the lives of everyone here. We just love one another, pray for one another. We lift them up to you, Lord, and ask that you minister to that person where they are to bring them closer to you. Maybe some folks here this morning who are hurting, going through things that we don't know much of anything about. Brother Doug just shared with me his sister-in-law down at the James in really bad condition. And we just pray for her, Lord, more than anything, that she would turn to Jesus. But also you could help her give up those cigarettes. She's definitely not going to get any better if she doesn't stop smoking. But those cigarettes don't send anybody to hell, Lord. They just end life sooner than it ought to be. But her problem isn't cigarettes. Her problem is her need for Jesus. And so we pray for your Holy Spirit to minister there. And everywhere we have these loved ones, we know that the moment we pray, you minister to them. Our God is in all places at all times and answers prayer, and we thank you for that. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. And we thank you for that, and pray you help us now as we study. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. As I said, we're in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, and our study is called Our Invitation. We're going to title it Our Invitation. Verse 19, if you're there, read that with me. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Now, for the sake of those who haven't been with us in previous weeks, after teaching and admonishing our needs as believers, the Apostle Paul says, and for me. We see in verse 18 that we ended with in our last study, he'd already been teaching us about the armor of God and the need to be equipped in order to live the Christian life. And we won't repeat those, but we just want to mention that we have all those messages out there online, and we make them available free of charge for anybody with an internet access. And I'm going to take a second. I want to show you this. We don't do this very often, but I want to show you. We have a website, bbfohio.com. And if you go there, information about our services. So if you know anybody, you don't have to live local. This is the internet. So you can tell anybody you know to go to bbfohio.com. But if they do live local, we have a map. See, this could be your ministry if you live local, especially. You could tell others, and they can go to this website. And if they want to join us, a lot of times what people do is they want to listen and hear what's being taught to make sure that I'm not a nut. Right. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I mean, some of these folks in this section are right now just thanking the Lord I haven't brought out snakes. Amen? Because you don't know what you're going to get. And then you turn on the TV and you see what's on there. And you're like, Lord, have mercy. I think I'll stay home. So that's one of the reasons we like this ministry here. People can go on there and see what they're in for. Still some people are going to think we're nuts, but at least, you know, they'll know before they come. They know what they're in for. We have a couple of visitors who found us on another website, but I don't think you know what you're in for. So thank you for staying. Appreciate it. But you'll find free video and audio on that site. But we also have our sermon audio page. And you probably can't read the real small print there, but we have 1,199 sermons. So when this one goes up, we have 2,000 sermons.
Wow.
Now, I'm not recommending you put that on and just hit play and let it go. I can't stand to hear my own voice that much. But you could listen to one, even if it's just one a week, but just listen when you get time and you'll learn the Bible free of charge. And then you can see there it's audio and video. Locally, here in the Central Ohio area, we're on 91.5 FM. Now, I wanted to mention this today because there's two people that have been, and Ernesto and Blanca didn't know. They've been coming here for, and I thought, I need to mention this because they didn't even know we're on local radio. 91.5, you look at the Saturday list, we're on at noon. And then if you look at the Sunday list here, we're on at 9:30 p.m. So if you don't hear it Saturday at noon, I'll forgive you if you have the Buckeyes on during the fall. And then you turn us on at 9:30 on Sunday. See? That's how it works. And then one last mention is we have our own internet web radio station. That's bbfohioradio.com. And 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can go there and listen to the Bible teaching. So we want you to be aware of that. That's yesterday. What are you trying to say? A little more gray in my beard, I think is what he meant. I think that was 2005, actually. But we have a fellow who put that up there, and I haven't asked him to change the picture because, you know, if I had my way, you'd just have what that Facebook white thing. They have. You look like just a... They don't need to see my face. I have a face for radio. So anyway, that, believe it or not, it ties in with what we were just reading. That our desire is that we learn the Word here. The reason you're here is to learn the Bible. Because then you go out those doors and the other 6 days of the week, you can open your own Bible and read it and understand it. You can talk to your spouse intelligently about the Bible. You can talk to your kids, your grandkids about the Bible. You can talk to your friends, your neighbors, all about the Bible, because that's the heart of Jesus.
Amen.
The heart of Jesus, you notice, how many of you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? You notice in there how seldom Jesus is thinking about Jesus? You notice that? His heart is for ministry. Ministering, serving. And Paul had the heart of Jesus. So he's teaching us all about the armor of God so we can do battle. And then he says in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for who? All saints. Thinking about other people, ministering to other people. But then he says, and for me. But what's he ask even when he says, and for me? That he can minister better. Even when he thinks of, and for me, it's for him to be able to minister better. It's not, and for me, that I'll have this and that, and I'll get this and that. Now, of course, nothing wrong with asking your Heavenly Father for your needs. But your heart, if it's the heart of Jesus, the heart of Paul, is for ministering to others. And for me. And the Apostle Paul is one of us. Not going to ask you to raise your hand, but how many of you this morning think of the Apostle Paul and put him up on a pedestal as though he's kind of like a holy man? And the reality is, Paul was a great Christian man, but he was one of us. He wasn't Jesus. He had the heart of Jesus, but the only time Paul was infallible was when Paul was writing the very words that are in our Bible. The Bible itself says holy men of God were moved, and then God inspired the words. Not Paul, the words. God used a sinner named Paul who was saved by the grace of God. And folks, you're there. That's you. Paul was one of us being sinners saved by grace. If you're here this morning and you're a human being, sorry, Dan, I'm not talking to you right now. But everybody else in the room, you're a sinner. Everybody in this room has sinned. If you're a Christian, the only difference between you and someone who's not a Christian, not saved, is that very fact that you've been saved from your sins. That's the only difference. You're really no better than them in your nature even now. It's not your nature that makes you better. It's the nature of Christ. Amen. So we share a common nature. It's called a sinful nature. Every little baby in this room right now, you can look at them, they're so cute. And they look so innocent. And the first chance they get, they're going to defy their parents. Every one of them. Why? Because they've got a sinful nature. Amen. It's just a truth. It's just a fact. We've got this thing called sin. Romans 3:23. Read that with me. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If you're human, you've got sin in you. And that's why you're not God. You fall short of the glory of God. How many of you have seen the New Age movement? And years ago, the big thing was Shirley MacLaine and Out on a Limb, I think it was called, where they're standing on the beach holding hands saying, I am God. I am God. You seen that? New Age? What a thing. You see that standing on a beach, and as the camera pans out on them in this movie, it's so ironic because you see these two little pipsqueaks on the shore and this massive ocean. And all it would take would be for God to go like that on the water and they would have been killed by a tidal wave. They are not God. They're sinners. And they fall short of the glory of God. Now, I'm not picking on them because all of us have come from, in one way or another, if you're saved today, there was a time you weren't. And until you got saved, you were saying, I'm God. You may not have said it out loud, but if you will not turn with repentance toward God, then you are saying, I am my own God. So as crazy as Shirley and her little friend, little tiny people on the beach saying, I am God, look, that's how crazy you look right now if you're not saved. It's crazy. Because we share a common penalty. It's called death. How many of you know today you're going to die? Just a reality. I've told this before, but most of the people here probably haven't heard it yet, so I'm going to tell it again. Well, I was in youth work, standing in front of the kids, and I walked out, and I said, I just need to have a serious talk with you. I know this isn't going to hit you. Well, it's going to make you sad, but I'm terminal. And they just looked at me. I said, but I got worse news. So are you. Then there's confusion. We're all going to die. All right, visitors. There's no Kool-Aid. I'm not breaking up. But it's always wonderful when you can go tell your friends. I went to church this morning. What was the message about? We're all going to die. Oh, but it's true. Amen. Romans 6:23 begins by saying, for the wages of sin is death. And what a thing to be able to face death without fear. And a lot of it, it's fear of the unknown. When you don't know the Lord, you don't know Jesus, then you're basically just taking a step out into the dark. I hope it all turns out good. I hope it's all going to be all right. Some of the saddest people I know are professing Christians today. And when you talk to them and you say, are you saved? I hope so. Well, wait a minute. Are you a Christian? Yes. Are you saved? I hope so. Okay, wait a minute. That's to be a Christian is to be saved. Amen. And if you don't know you're saved, you're not really a Christian. How many of you have seen on TV and everything, they say, oh, you Christians, you think by doing all this good stuff and going to church and giving your money and going out and doing good things for people that God's going to let you go to heaven. How many of you heard that? Seen on TV? Almost all the movies that are made by, you know, like NBC, ABC, CBS, HBO, all the secular, that's how they picture Christianity. That you're going to be a good person. You Christians, you're just a bunch of goody two-shoes and you think that you're so good, God's going to let you into heaven. Had this conversation this week with a fella. I said, you know, actually it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite. We Christians understand we deserve to go to hell. There's another positive message. We deserve to go to hell. What Christianity is the message is that God in His holiness demands holiness. But God in His love has provided salvation. That's Christianity. We receive a common offer of salvation. That's the invitation. Read the end of the verse with me. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Isn't that wonderful? It is if you believe it. It is if you really turn, as it says, you're going this way. Okay? That's your way. And at the end of that road is death and hell. And the Bible says, stop thinking you know it all and repent toward God. That would be 180 degrees from where you're going right now if you're not saved. You repent toward God with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. You're facing the cross. And once you receive what Jesus did on the cross, He died and paid for your sins. And His resurrection, His victory over sin and death. Then at that moment, you now have eternal life. But not before then. That's what's got to happen. And when you are saved from eternal death, you want to do what? You want to tell others. You know, I don't say this so that we'll go around judging people and say, oh, he's saved, but she's not. Or he's saved, but I don't think she is. That's not what we're called to do. But self-reflection, looking in the mirror, is what this Bible is like. And you ask yourself, do I have a desire to share this with others? To tell others about Jesus? Because if not, then I have to ask you, do you even have it? Do you have it? If so, why don't you want to tell others? Why? That's what Paul's praying for here. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me. You say, well, I'm just too backward. I'm dead. That's why Paul's praying. He's too backward too. And Paul's saying, pray for me that I won't be backward, that I won't be shy, that I'll be able to boldly give utterance. He says, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Boldly doesn't mean arrogantly or rudely, but it means when you have the opportunity, tell them. And you don't have to be, you know, wax eloquent and sound like a preacher. You know, someone comes up to you and they talk to you and you say, oh, how you doing? Oh, I'm good today. And well, you know, I'm just thinking about things and life's rough. Well, I would like to tell you about Jesus. And if you would just let me, I'd share this message. I've actually seen people do that. They like transform into a preacher. You don't have to do that. Be you and talk to them just like you would if you're talking about the weather. Or sports, or whatever you were talking about. And say, well, you know, I just am glad that somebody told me one day about Jesus Christ and what He did for me. And I believe the Bible, that He died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Done! If you wanted to, you could go. Ten! You know, did you see that landing? That's all there is. That's what God's called you to do. Everything you do beyond that is icing on the cake, but unless you then get in, you know, you can then say things that are dumb and undo what you just did. But if you just tell them what the Bible says, that what I just gave you is all He's asking you to do. Let people know about Jesus. Let people know that He died to pay for their sins, was buried and rose again. Let people know. That's our invitation to the world. A little reality check. Think about this. Because I've thought about this. I've even prayed, Lord, I know I'm dumb as a rock when it comes to science, but if you could just like give me a little, and give me the cure for cancer, I'd love that. I'd go around just, I'd just give it away. I know a bunch of people I'd be calling up, you know, I know you're struggling with cancer, I got the cure. What if you knew the cure to cancer? Would you tell your loved ones? You bet. Christians know the cure to eternal damnation. So what if they think you're a little bit pushy? Would they think that if they see, because they have cancer. It's worse. It's sin. It's eternal death. They've got something worse than cancer. Now, if you had cancer, I'd be doing everything I could to get your attention and talk to you. What if you've got something worse? Then I'm going to be even more forward, praying, thinking about an opportunity to tell you all about Jesus. But it's an invitation. There's a reason why. Now, I don't know if you've seen my Bible, but this is a Bible. Look at that. I mean, I might be breaking the law by carrying this. If I hit you with this, you would need medical attention. Amen? And people say, oh, you Bible thumpers, you better be glad I'm not a Bible thumper. You know, I'd hurt you with this. But I got this book with this message, and this is our invitation, comes from this book, that Jesus died for sinners. Turn your Bible to Matthew 11 real quick. Matthew chapter 11. And we'll show you the heart of Jesus. You don't know the heart of Jesus by just making it up. You just don't think and say, oh, well, I think Jesus is like this. The way to know Jesus is to read about Jesus. Matthew 11, verse 28. Just going to read through 28 through 30. Beginning verse 28, read that with me. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see that? That's an invitation. So he's not running around, you know, because folks, I want to say this. I do street ministry. I love doing street ministry. But there's these jerks that are out there making it hard on some of us because they're jerks. You know, the Westboro Baptist people, but there's also a bunch of there's people, they think they're going to reach Muslims by putting a pig's head on the end of a stick and then walking through a Muslim neighborhood. That's not street ministry. That's stupidity. But there's nothing wrong with street ministry. It's biblical. But we're not out there screaming at people. And this is what how some of these guys do it. You whore! I've seen it. I've seen video. And the girl's like, I'm married and I'm faithful. Yeah, but look how you're dressed. That's what they do. You wicked, you're going to hell. That's what they call. Jesus didn't talk to unsaved people like that. He actually talked to the religious people like that. Read Matthew 23. He's talking to the religious people there. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. You know why he said that? Because the natural inclination of man is to think that I'm going to win daddy's approval by doing things. I'm going to do this and that, and I'm going to do this and that, and then daddy will like me. And I had to have that conversation with my kids. Tell Mariah. I just had to let her know, don't be trying to impress your dad. Actually, the only thing I asked my kids to do is try to impress their Heavenly Father, because He operates in grace. I said, I love you, and that's not something you're going to change or earn one way or the other. And some of you may not have had parents who told you that. I don't know. Maybe you didn't. We've had a few people here tell some horror stories about how they were raised. But you know what? Your Father in heaven, He's not a browbeater. He is long-suffering. And you didn't earn salvation to begin with. And you're not going to earn His love after that. Why do we do it? We don't do it to earn love. We do it out of love. We love Him because He first loved us, and that's why we go out and we preach. And even then, talking to wicked sinners who are unsaved, it's still about His love. God so loved the world. God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus looks out and He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. He doesn't say, come unto me, become a church member, get baptized, start giving your money, and then start going to church every time the doors are open, and start doing this, and start doing that, and keep doing this, and keep, and eventually. He doesn't say that. Read verse 29. He continues.